Okay, so let me document this. I'm documenting all the experiments or the observations. Every day this happens to me, so I'm going to start documenting. So I was thinking about how the greenhorns, when I was talking about in a video, how the green is greenhorn, right? So I did a few runs, and then I went in the restaurant and sit down. I said, do I really want to watch the TV or not? You can't really hear it, you can just see it. And I thought, do I really want to look at that TV? So I said, all right, let me just sit here. And there was some guys on the, and when I was thinking about greenhorn, I was thinking about people fishing, right? I was thinking about, they used to have some shows about a guy fishing, and he would hire at least one greenhorn every year. It was a dangerous job, you know. And so anyway, I sit down, and there was this TV show about these boats fishing, the very thing I was thinking about. And the guys, all of them looked like greenhorns. They all looked like they didn't know what they were doing. They were running crazy on the boat trying to catch a fish, you know. Long story short, it reflected back the very thing I was thinking and talking about. Reflected back. As I walked out of the restaurant, there was a song playing. I didn't hear the music while I was sitting there. For some reason, maybe it was just too low. But I walked out the door, and there was a song playing. It says, if I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby, or something like that. I can't remember I know the song from a long time ago, but everything is a fractal. Everything is a fractal. And so your thoughts, so when you're looking at TV or listening to music or whatever it is, or anything that you're doing, it's like a reflection of the spirit, and your thoughts are spirit. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Thoughts are spirit. Or spirit. And so if it's true with one person, it's true with other people. So there's reflections happening based on other people's thoughts. If it's true with one, it's true with everybody. So when you hear songs or you watch an episode, somebody's thinking about it. Somebody's either thought about it, or thinking about it, or will think about it. Every moment is the same. It's just a matter of people growing through those moments. And also, the story is playing out. The same story of Christ and His church, and the reason that God sent His Son to call out the elect at the cross. So the same story of the cross is being played out all the time. And so you see the greenhorns on the TV show. You're sitting there eating a meal, and as you walk out the door, you hear a love song, because it goes back. There's all the same script is playing out all the time. So there's a love song going out the door, you know. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. And so I used to say, well, why in the world? Why are all the movies about love stories, you know? even that movie with Emily Blunt and I always forget his name for some reason. Emily Blunt, and he's a really popular actor. What's his name? I know it, I just forgot. Live, Die, Repeat. Even that movie, Live, Die, Repeat, Live, Die, Repeat, Live, Die, Repeat, right? It turned into a love story because he kept going through it 1,000 times. And he told her, he says, you're not equipped to handle this. So he kept, to save her, he kept repeating the thing over and over and over and over. So the church, God sent copies of his son after Jesus rose. He sent back the Holy Spirit. So the church is a copy of Jesus. And the unsaved around you, they're not equipped to handle this. They're not equipped to handle the devil's deception. But because you got the Holy Spirit, you give out the gospel and people get saved. But the people around you who have no Holy Spirit conviction or insight or enlightenment, they're not equipped to handle it. The devil's got them. The devil has got them. They are so taken over by the devil, it's not even funny. They can't win the battle. And so he kept going through the process over and over. Live, die, repeat. I'll think of his name in a minute. He was the one with the movie about the Top Gun movie. What was his name? Anyway, he was the star in the Top Gun. But he kept going through the cycle over and over. And she was training him again, again, again. And finally, towards the end, they were having coffee. And he said, you like two sugars, right, with your coffee? She looked at him. She said, how many times have we done this? He said, it's too many to count. It's too many to count. And she realized he's done it 1,000,000 times, 1,000 times, or whatever. Too many times to count. So he kept going through it to save her because of love, you know, agape love, because they never dated or anything. And it's the same deal. There was an episode in the Doctor Who series where that doctor, he kept going through it 1,000 times over and over. He kept repeating time 1,000 so he could get out and save Clara, I guess, to see Clara or save Clara. And she realized, she said, how many times did he go through that? 1,000,000,000 years or something like that. He's been trying to get out of that maze for 1,000,000,000 years. He finally got out. And she asked how long, and the lady told her how long, and she realized the doctor loved her, you know. Agape loves, trying to save you. You go through, so the object lesson is this. This cycle repeat that we're going through, God is calling his elect out of Babylon, and the lies are so deep that God is going through this 1,000 times by sending his servants, Apostle Paul, the prophets, you, me, the servants, the people who are saved. We're telling the gospel over and over and over and over and over and over. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. The devil's deceiving you. And so God is using Jesus and people that follow after Jesus in time. We're repeating the same thing over and over. Get saved, get saved, get saved, because of the love of Christ for his elect, for his church, and for really for the whole world. But the whole world's not going to get saved. And so, just like you love somebody more than somebody else, your wife or whatever, and so God loves his elect. That's why he says, do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith. You know, do good to all men, but especially those of the household of faith. What does that mean? the elect saints are first. They get your first priority. And when you enter into that kind of love, which is the love of Christ, when you realize the church is God's program, then when somebody says something, like about 20 years ago, I had a friend of mine, he said, what about these preachers that go on the road trying to get people saved and they leave his wife's at home or whatever? When you really get sold out, if you really get sold out to God's program, then nothing else matters. You're trying to win soul. Doesn't matter if your family doesn't want to go with the program of God. Who's first? God. And if they don't want to be, if they don't want to go with you or be a part of it, you've got to still do what God tells you to do, you know? And so God's program is first, because God's love for mankind. And so what happens though is he has to break stuff out of your life, cut things out of your life little bit by little bit, until you finally surrender and say, yeah, this stuff, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life is ridiculous. It's just a repeat. So when you finally surrender, and God has already cut so much out of your life, you finally surrender to God, and you say, okay, Lord. But there has to be it has to be in your heart. It has to be in your heart. Just because you know God's will, and yes, I want to do God's will, but if it doesn't really sink down into your heart, you're not going to do it. It has to be in your heart. It has to be a calling, or your heart. It has to be deep down that you're going to do it, hell or high water. You're going to give out the gospel, even if they cut your head off, you know. And so that's what it's a heart transformation. It's not based on rules. Well, God said do it, so you do it. No, you do it because you really do understand that people are lost and the devil has deceived them, and you really care about their soul, you know. You really want to get them saved. So the Live, Die, Repeat and all your time travel movies are just the love story. So when you go to the restaurant, to make a long story short, when you go to the restaurant, you look at the TV, and you're actually looking at yourself. You're thinking, I was just thinking that, and now it's on TV. And you walk out the door, and there's a love story, love song. It's like, it's a reminder that God gave his son to save you, but also you follow after Christ, and you're out here trying to win souls. You see what I'm saying? It's totally a trip. And I was thinking about earlier that day, I was taking notes about my ex, how she abandoned ship a lot of times. I kept putting up with a bunch of junk. And she wasn't able to handle it, you know, the traditions of the family, the traditions, her traditions were so... She was so caught up in traditions that she couldn't understand why somebody would stand on faith alone and Jesus alone. She couldn't understand how it could be such a strong conviction that you would give up everything for that. And I understand whether it's a wife or a husband who's saved. So there's a lot of saved women that understand it from that perspective. But a lot of saved men, they're trying to get their wives saved. And she keeps acting like a harlot running the streets. And, you know, it goes back to those movies, those time travel movies. So all the people in the world are sold out to Babylon, sold out to the devil, which is the harlot, just the harlot spirit, you know. That's what's happening. And it's repeating over and over. Spiritual harlotry, worshiping the devil or yourself instead of worshiping God. And so because they're not saved and they don't have the Holy Spirit. They're just not equipped to handle it. And so that's why they keep on acting a fool.